Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 147. Ben Flanagan of AL.com. Craig Hamilton of CitizenCraig.com.
Craig, what's up, man?
Seeing what's going on with these movies that may or may not be nominated for an Oscar in about 4 months.
Yeah, well, we're still a ways away from like the real silly season of Oscars, the Oscar race, and all that good stuff. But why not record a new episode of Oscar Seasoning here?
I'm already cutting you off, and we've only been doing this for a minute. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was thinking that maybe just so we don't get redundant here, just in terms of saying, yeah, this could have buzz, yeah, this could show up. I think we should do something a little bit different and play, is it Oscar bait or not? And there are 10 movies that I've got here that I think we should go through, and we should just go ahead and call it now. Is it Oscar bait or not? Is it going to be in the real conversation, or are these movies designed? Were they manufactured by Hollywood to have enough prestige on the surface to convince or fool people into thinking that these are real surefire Oscar contenders just because? And before we go through this list of 10 movies, Craig, when I say Oscar bait, what do you think? Are there certain movies that come to mind, or is there a definition that you work with? Is there a certain criteria that you always use to apply to a movie that looks and sounds like Oscar bait, even if you haven't seen it?
Well, that's what I was going to – actually, I was going to jump in to clarify. Is Oscar bait – can it be nominated and be Oscar bait for the sake of this discussion? Or is it just a not nominated movie that people think would be nominated?
I think that's a fair question, but there has definitely been Oscar bait that has
for sure
managed to sort of, let's say, penetrate the Oscar nomination process. And you know, the one that really springs to mind was the year 2009 when that movie Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close managed to get a Best Picture nomination. Just totally out of the clear blue sky, and again, on the surface, you have this sort of timely drama based on a book starring Oscar winners like Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, and it's directed by multiple Oscar nominee Stephen Daldry. So on the surface, yes, this looks like something that could compete and could be in the conversation. But there's something about its complexion, once you get to know a little bit more about the details, once you see the trailer, and ultimately once you see the movie, where you know absolutely not, it never belongs in the conversation.
Yeah, so that was going to be, and I think that was 2011.
Okay.
But I think what I think where the confusion is that the great Oscar bait, king of all time, The Blind Side, was 2009. And that one... supposedly came pretty close to actually winning, or maybe being in the serious discussion for a winner.
Won Best Actress,
right? Yeah, I love Sandra Bullock, but whatever. But Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is definitely one of the first movies that comes to mind when I think of Oscar bait. I think also, I think Lee Daniels, The Butler. Comes to mind because Lee Daniels really just wowed everybody with Precious. And then, but he got a lot of people involved with The Butler. And I think there were too many heavy hitters from producers to actors that are like, okay, well, this is definitely going to be a serious Oscar contender. But then when people actually saw the movie, for whatever reason, maybe it was too overly sentimental, or maybe just too Oscar baity. Is that an adjective? Is that a legit adjective?
It is today.
In film criticism. And not necessarily that's a knock on The Butler or any other Oscar bait movies, but it's kind of like, you know, and like, really, guys, you sold us on this movie, and it's just not, you know? It's not what it takes.
Yeah, totally. And there are several that spring to mind. There's actually a really, really funny Tumblr site, a blog online people should check out if they're interested in this. It's called thishadoscarbuzz.tumblr.com. And all it is, I mean, they update it sporadically, and all it is just posters of movies that at one point in time, whether it was just right when it was announced that they were being made or whatever, somebody said at one point, this is going to win Oscars or this is going to get nominated for something. And it's just the most useless list of movies. So people should check that out. But yeah, I mean, there are movies, again, that win Oscars that could be part of the, you could toss it into the Oscar bait file cabinet. And you mentioned The Blind Side. And a couple that spring to mind, too, for me, is from 2005. There was a lot of Oscar bait in 2005, and a couple of movies that won Oscars, competed for Best Picture, I think on the surface for a lot of people, would sort of qualify as Oscar bait. So you've got Crash, right, which won Best Picture. This is the Best Picture winner. So it goes back to that question, can Oscar bait win Oscars? Obviously, a movie like Crash that has all of the warning signs, right, to a lot of people. And I like Crash. I actually am in the minority who really likes that movie. It worked on me for whatever reason. But I can acknowledge that, it has all of the signs of your typical Oscar bait, just in terms of its melodrama, its ooey-gooeyness, its overzealousness. It's totally on the nose. Points about, you know, race relations specifically to that movie and it trying to deliver messages in overwhelming ways and prestige of its cast and blah, blah, blah. And then
it wins the Oscar bingo for sure.
Exactly.
And the Academy bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Right. In that same year, though, I think that you could also say before anybody ever saw this movie, Brokeback Mountain also sort of fit the bill. For Oscar,
totally,
right?
It is Oscar bait. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And look, I love Brokeback Mountain too. It's a great movie. It is. But I mean, if you have people describing to you, okay, Ang Lee's got a gay cowboy movie coming out this year, a gay cowboy romance coming out this year, starring Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal and all these other people who are serious actors, then you're gonna say, okay, that's Oscar bait. But then it turns out sometimes Oscar bait's good.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I had that very conversation with a dear friend named Morgan Gargis months before. It was before this time of year. Hey, did you hear Ang Lee's got a new movie coming out? It's a cowboy movie. It's kind of a Western with two gay cowboys. And it's like, oh, how will that not win? and everybody thought, and that's just the thing, is that the Academy, no pun intended, got this Oscar bait, fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And they, at the end of the day, you know, Brokeback Mountain was a sure win. I think Ebert was the only one to predict Crash to win. And the Academy was like, you know what? I don't care if it's Oscar bait. It's about Los Angeles. So let's give it the win.
Yeah. And so here's what's unfair about, like, those two movies in particular and why they're automatically considered Oscar bait, aside from, again, like, the prestige surrounding it, the subject matter. Factor of it all is, okay, so there's a movie about gay people, Oscar bait. There's a movie about race relations, Oscar bait. And that's unfair, but that, unfortunately, is a criterion for by which people designate movies Oscar bait. And we'll get into a little bit of that here with these 10 titles, because it applies to a couple of them, but thankfully, like, it doesn't apply to all of them, and I think that these movies sort of fall under the just very generic traditional umbrella of what most people consider Oscar bait. And that revolves around the directors, the studios, the actors especially, and the subject matter that maybe the actors and the people who want to get involved in projects like these think will lead to Oscar wins or nominations.
Yeah.
So should we jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to go in alphabetical order here, and this isn't a random assortment of movies here. There are just 10 movies that I think people could perceive as, okay, they made this just to win Oscars, right? And again, sometimes that's unfair, and I think that a handful of these are not Oscar bait, and I think they will compete, and they are legit. So we're going to start with the Robert Zemeckis World War II spy movie, Allies, starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard, which comes out, I believe, in November. But Craig, this obviously has a new backstory here in terms of Brad Pitt's personal life, sort of providing this movie with as much PR as it really needs. But I look at this, again, the subject matter, it's a period drama, it's a war movie, it stars two A-list actors, it's from a director who has won Oscars before, obviously, with Forrest Gump, and has been in the mix before, and is one of the great directors of all time, even though some might say he's lost his step these past few years. What do you think? Is Allied Oscar bait?
Well, that's, you know, you kind of think Robert Zemeckis, can it be considered
right
in the Oscar discussion? Can he still do that? Brad Pitt, of course, you know, if his name is listed as a producer, then it's definitely Oscar bait. Whether it's a legit contender or not, that remains to be seen. But Marion Cotillard is a name that you can't always say, even though she's nominated frequently, you can't always say, oh, this is Oscar bait, because she chooses some very diverse roles. She's got some, you know, she's not in it for the big movie at the end of the year, it seems, although she, the Academy does love her. I think this is Oscar baity because of the combination of Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard as in acting roles, combined with Robert Zemeckis as a director, combined with World War II romance drama. It's definitely Oscar bait.
Yeah, and Brad Pitt is one of those big names out there who doesn't have an acting Oscar. He's been nominated multiple times now, and he might be sort of facing that point in his career where it's time to chase one, right? And after so many nominations, and just considering how big a star he is, we're also going to reach the point soon where whatever Oscar he manages to win, despite its quality or lack thereof, it might be considered a sympathy Oscar for Brad Pitt at some point.
And
so
that's a good point, because a lot of these movies that are, you kind of look back and say, oh wow, this was definitely Oscar bait. They kind of throw everything up against the wall. You know, you'll see for your consideration, cinematography or something, and then, but at the end of the day, as a consolation, maybe it's like a supporting actor or something, if the performance is good enough. So there are some of those movies where you're like, well, if it's not a crowded year. So Brad Pitt and Allied was nominated for, I think this is going to be a crowded year for probably three of the four acting races. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I agree with you. It's Oscar baity, but I'm more a little closer to it's Oscar bait.
Me too. Yeah. Let me clarify. It's Oscar bait.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So next up, here's a tricky one, and we don't know a lot about this movie other than it's gotten a ton of buzz coming out of some festivals. Arrival, the science fiction movie starring Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner, I believe Forrest Whitaker is in it. It's from the director of Prisoners and Sicario. Is Arrival Oscar bait?
I think no. I don't think so, because I think Sicario was not Oscar bait. We can really dig deep down here in the void and as far as defining Oscar bait. But I think the more successful a director becomes, the more opportunities he or she gets to work with different actors and actresses. And I think he's you know, experiencing his, you know, opportunities to do that. And I think just because Amy Adams is in a movie, is it Oscar bait? No, definitely not. Although it'll be nominated for an Oscar, probably doesn't necessarily mean it's Oscar bait. So long story short, no, I think this is a legit contender for Best Picture and for Actress.
I think you're right. I don't think it's Oscar bait. I think one big reason is I don't think many science fiction movies set out to with the expectation of winning Oscars. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen very often. And yes, you have past nominees like Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner, a past winner like Forest Whitaker starring in it. But and so for that reason, you could call it a prestige picture. But when you just look at the genre, the subject matter, and the buzz that it's gotten so far, I don't think Arrival is Oscar bait. And I can't wait to see it. And I also don't necessarily think that. I think because it's a science fiction movie, and it could get a little weird, and the director is not conventional at all, that could maybe challenge its hopes for Oscar contention. So we'll see.
You know, this director's been compared to, by myself, but to Kubrick in his style and his pace and the way that who he chooses to shoot his movies, and he is now doing a science fiction film. So that could get a lot of people excited if you want to think about 2001: A Space Odyssey. Although I'm not sure it takes place in, you know, the middle of outer space. But
right. So next, what I think is arguably the most Oscar baity movie on this list, next to maybe the movie that comes after it, the new film from Ang Lee, Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk.
I don't give a crap about this movie.
Why not?
It's, first of all, I don't like saying the title of the movie. It's so pretentious. I'm sorry. Let me not use the word pretentious. But I don't know any other word like pretentious. Because it's overused, isn't it? But man, come on. Really? You gonna make us say this title?
Yeah,
every time.
It's pretty lame for sure. And look, I'm all for giving Ang Lee the benefit of the doubt. He's made some great movies, and the guy he manages to do something relatively new with every movie that he makes. And I know that Life of Pi is at this point kind of polarizing among film lovers, and there are people who love it, there are people who absolutely hate it, but you won Best Director for it, and there are some really interesting technical things and visual things he does in that movie. I expect the same here. Everybody's saying that what could trip this movie up, other than not being very good, is that it sort of puts its technical surprises and qualities ahead of the story, and so the movie becomes more about the presentation than it does the actual content of the story.
Me.
Yeah, so maybe that happens. But just in terms of the subject matter, the concept, like, it just, the trailer is goofy. And like, it just seems, I don't know, it seems like every other shot is this dude, you know, crying on the football field.
Yeah, let me guess. As the movie progresses, his walk feels heavier and longer, and it's hitting him harder, his experience. You know, at one time, it was a novel idea to make a film about a soldier come home from war to fight really just another battle mentally with his, you know, returning back home into society. At one time that was a good idea. And every now and then another movie can come out just like that is well made and good and has something to say. But I think that's overdone now. And here we have, you know, Clint Eastwood did it a while ago, but at least he had the audacity to make two movies. One actually had some wartime
experiences.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of just like another movie about a soldier dealing with, and it's a very real thing, but the title's too long.
Yeah. So we're just going to, why don't we just stick with that? Let's just say the title alone makes it Oscar baity, and we're both going to call this Oscar bait. So we'll see. Okay,
totally.
So but next on the list here, Craig, this might be the biggest piece of Oscar bait I've ever seen, and it's this movie called Collateral Beauty, and it's directed by David Frankel, this guy who made Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah,
he has directed an Oscar nominated performance, but it was a Meryl Streep movie, so I don't know, like, Carrot Top might have directed it and she would have gotten nominated. Who knows? Not to take anything away from David Frankel. But let me just read the plot synopsis here before I even bother with the cast, which is also just got Oscar bait written all over it. So the premise here is this. When a successful, brilliant New York advertising executive falls into depression after the loss of his daughter and begins to escape from life entirely, he starts writing letters to things such as love, time, and death. And when his friends discover this, they encounter three mysterious people by having them personifying each of those elements from his letters in order to get him to let go of the past. So the successful, brilliant advertising executive falling into this depression is played by Will Smith. And accompanying Will Smith in this movie here, making up the supporting cast, Edward Norton, Kate Winslet, Keira Knightley, Helen Mirren, and Michael Pena, among others. So you tell me, is this Oscar bait?
Yeah. Is the sky blue? First of all, I can't imagine the next time we have an Oscar seasoning episode, this movie is still in the discussion. I can't imagine that. Now, listen, I actually like Devil Wears Prada. You know, as much as I can like a movie like that. But my goodness. Devil Wears Prada is a certain type of movie, and Frankel makes those type of movies. This sounds like that type of movie. I don't even know why. I don't even know how it got here, except for Will Smith, Keira Knightley, Kate Winslet, Ed Norton. That's the only reason we're talking about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, maybe it wins Best Picture. Maybe it sweeps. I don't think so. It's mind-blowing. Like, it's got all the elements of it. And so... I don't know. I just look at this and I think, like, yeah, this is kind of the example of Oscar bait we're talking about here. And it could totally, you know, shut us up, and it could be great. And look, Will Smith has been in an Oscar baity movie like The Pursuit of Happiness, which I think is a great movie and a great performance from him. So it could totally work, and he can be so great. He's actually one of the better parts of Suicide Squad this year. And he showed that he still has amazing star potential and is a really good actor. So who knows?
Oh, definitely.
Maybe they get it done.
This feels more like Hitch than The Pursuit of Happiness, but we'll see.
Yeah, or 7 Pounds. So,
yeah, okay. That one. It's like, yeah.
Okay, so the next one, again.
Lake House.
We got prestigious actors here. This movie's Fences. That's based on the Broadway play of the same name, starring the same actors, Denzel Washington, Viola Davis. Denzel Washington directs this movie, too. And the only reason I'm kind of putting it in the discussion for Oscar bait is because Denzel Washington's two previous movies that he directed, Antoine Fisher and The Great Debaters, I think if I had to go back and pilfer through the This Had Oscar Buzz blog that I mentioned, I'm guessing both of those movies are going to end up on that list. But I'll say this, Craig. The Fences trailer, like basically everybody else who watched it, totally blew me away and totally convinced me, like, this is going to be a great drama with two incredible actors just absolutely battling on the screen. And it was just a beautifully edited and again, compelling, dramatic trailer that sold me. It fooled me if it's Oscar bait.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's Oscar bait, but what you mentioned about Denzel Washington's previous film, that was the one thing that got me thinking, is he capable of making a film that you see that's based on a play that is nominated for an Oscar? And if he totally could be. Antoine Fisher and The Great Debaters aren't bad movies, but they were, boy, those were, those, The Great Debaters was big time Oscar bait, at least for a period of time that year. But no, I don't think it's Oscar bait. I think you've got two acting contenders and possibly even a directing contender. Who knows? We have to see it first. I don't think so, but also a Best Picture contender. And, you know, one thing that I did learn this week is that from what I hear, the folks campaigning for Viola Davis's Oscar, they're kind of going for the supporting category. So that means she won't be campaigning for a lead Academy Award. They're campaigning for supporting. So I think that's something that we can, at least with some surety this week, say, oh, Viola Davis, we can kind of put her in the supporting category. Although, you know how that works out. The Academy does what it wants. It may nominate her for lead, but it seems like she's going to be more in the supporting category, which would better her chances, I think, of winning an Oscar this year. Because I do think the lead actress category is stacked like I've never seen it.
Yeah, a lot of great performances so far and yet to come this year. So, no, I don't think Fences is Oscar bait. I think it's legit. I can't wait to see that movie. So, next is a movie that was supposed to come out sooner this year but got pushed back and is now, I guess, in more of a position to compete, given it has a lead actor who almost won an Oscar a couple of years ago, made a huge comeback in the movie Birdman. Michael Keaton stars as the founder, the guy who founded and helped McDonald's flourish way back when. And I've seen the trailer for this, but, you know, the only reason, again, it's in this discussion is you've already mentioned The Blind Side as one of the biggest pieces of Oscar bait in movie history. It's directed by the director, the guy who made that, John Lee Hancock, I believe his name is. And again,
yes,
you've got a guy like Michael Keaton who was just a hair away from winning Best Actor just a couple of years ago. And with his name and his face and performance sort of spearheading perhaps this Oscar campaign as the founder. And you're talking about the history of an American franchise that really took over the world and has obviously for reasons good and bad touched the lives of many. And McDonald's, do you think the founder is Oscar bait?
I do. He also directed Saving Mr. Banks, which was Oscar bait for sure, as Oscar bait as anything can be. But I really liked Saving Mr. Banks, and it deserved whatever it awards it was nominated for. I actually really liked that movie. But the founder is definitely Oscar bait. I think John Lee Hancock's signature films are Oscar bait. I think he's an Oscar bait manufacturer.
Yeah.
It's like fast food Oscar movies. Oscar bait.
Yeah, he's kind of like a go-to guy when it comes to biopic Oscar bait. So,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you here. I think we're in the end of the Oscar bait. So, next up is a movie called Gold, which I think is opening Christmas Day, and it's from the director Stephen Gagan, who directed Syriana and hasn't had a lot of success since then.
Yeah.
But this is a flashy trailer with Matthew McConaughey delivering what could be another flashy performance. And while the McConaughey has sort of slowed down a little bit, people still love Matthew McConaughey, and he's still making a lot of interesting choices. But Craig, a big reason that I kind of consider this Oscar bait, not only, you know, just because, you know, you've got an Oscar-winning actor in it, you've got Stephen Gagan, obviously Syriana. I think people might consider a little Oscar baity, even though I think it was a fine movie. But to me, McConaughey's performance and all character, it almost kind of looks like a rehash of Christian Bale from American Hustle just a couple of years ago. I can't, like, look at his, like, he's so sleazy and bald and gross, and he's got the you know, the gut. I can't look at his character and not think of American Hustle.
Yeah, I don't. Why do people think Stephen Gagan can direct? Syriana was okay, but, you know, he wrote Traffic, so I think that's where he got his big thing. And he wrote Syriana, and which, you know, was. But I don't. That doesn't necessarily translate to director. And what, it's been 11 years. I don't know. I think Syriana served its purpose. It got George Clooney the win. Is that correct? Did he win for supporting?
Yeah.
Actor. So I, you know, no, this is like, I think this is Oscar bait.
Let me give you a weird piece of trivia, a weird stat here when it comes to Stephen Gagan. You're right. This is the first directing credit he has since Syriana 11 years ago. He has only had one writing credit since Syriana, between Syriana and Gold. Do you know what that is?
yeah, well, no, what is it?
He wrote the video game Call of Duty Ghosts from 2013.
I thought that was an ad on my IMDb page.
So yeah, we'll see when it comes to Gold. But yeah, I'm thinking Oscar bait, and it's got a great cast. It's got Bryce Dallas Howard and Edgar Ramirez and Corey Stoll and a handful of others. But to me, it just looks like just another one of those period excess type movies where it's like, let's cash in on sort of the hype and love that people obviously had for something like The Wolf of Wall Street or American Hustle, for that matter. And I don't know, it feels like a couple of years a little too late. So
I think this is like Matthew McConaughey is the Humphrey Bogart to Stephen Gagan's Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Gold.
Yeah, we'll see if it's on that level. So next, Craig.
Oh, definitely it won't be.
next, a movie from the newest from director and star Ben Affleck. This movie, Live by Night.
Oscar bait.
Okay, you just want to move on?
No, we can briefly cover this if you want.
All right. Well, you jumped in, so you tell me.
It's a Dennis Lehane. Is that how you pronounce it? Adaptation. Oscar bait. Gone Baby Gone. Oscar bait. Mystic River. Oscar bait, which is a good movie, but it's Oscar bait. Ben Affleck, what was the name of that movie that he did that won?
The Town?
Oscar bait. No, what Oscar bait, but he also did the one where, what was it called? Why do I want to say Aleppo? I know what
Argo.
Aleppo is.
Argo.
See, I know what Aleppo is. It's one of those, it took place over there in the Middle East, but listen, no. Organized crime, prohibition era, Ben Affleck, Dennis Lehane, that's the third different way I've pronounced that, Zoe Saldana, it's Oscar bait.
Oof, produced by Leonardo DiCaprio, too. Mm.
And it may be nominated, you know, it very well may be nominated for something. And
well,
that's
fine, I hope it is, because they pushed its release date up to Christmas Day, so it could compete for the Oscars this year, so... I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Oscar bait.
I'm with you. Yeah, okay. I'm with you. Okay, the next one I think is not Oscar bait, but I think people could, again, if you just look at, like, the log line for a movie like this, then people would say, Oscar bait. It's a historical drama. It's about civil rights issues. It takes place in the South, so you're going to have interesting performances. The Jeff Nichols movie Loving, which we determined on previous episodes of this podcast that we think this is a legit contender. We can't wait to see it. But do you think it's fair for people to, just upon hearing those details about it, you think it's fair for people to wonder if this is Oscar bait?
No. If they're thinking the whole hashtag Oscar's so white from last year and then they're reading a synopsis like this and saying Oscar bait, no, that's definitely not fair, because there's one fact that argues against that, and I think it's a discussion ender. At this point in his career, at least, a Jeff Nichols movie cannot be Oscar bait.
I think that's fair. For sure. He's still such a young filmmaker who I don't even know if any of his movies have been nominated for Oscars. Yeah, he's made so few. I guess the only ones that would have were Take Shelter and Shannon didn't get nominated, and then Mud. And I can't even think of like what that would have been nominated for, even though people really loved it. So no, I think you're totally right. But you know, you have so many people once they the reason that I don't necessarily think it's fair to call it that. It's once people heard about what this was about and once they saw the magnificent trailer for the movie, it seemed like everybody was like, that's going to win Best Picture. That's going to get nominated for Best Picture. And I think when you have that automatic reaction, it speaks to two feelings. A, it looks really good, and a movie that looks really good could compete for Oscars, and that's totally fair. And B, it just looks like the type of movie that wins Oscars, right? And maybe that just speaks to how they concocted the trailer and how it seems like they have told the story. So I don't think this is Oscar bait in the least. I just think that it's fair for people to, you know, suggest that people assume that it would be based on what it's about and how it looks.
And the trailer, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So anyway, so no, Loving is not Oscar bait. Loving will probably get nominated. I can't wait to see the movie. It's,
Yes.
Okay, so last one here. Graham and I reviewed Deepwater Horizon, which won't get nominated for any Oscars despite Graham's plea for it too. And we really liked it. It's the Peter Berg, Mark Wahlberg movie, a movie about very recent events in our nation's history, very recent within the past few years. They're going to do it again this year, two movies in 1 year about recent tragic American events. Patriots Day is about the Boston Marathon bombing from a couple of years ago, where Mark Wahlberg plays a Boston Police Department cop on the job as the bombing happens, and it's about the immediate aftermath and eventually the search for the bombers. And I really like Deepwater Horizon. I think that Peter Berg has proven himself as a really terrific technician and a simple storyteller, and Mark Wahlberg does a good job in those movies. But I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like they turned this one around really fast, you know, and I'm guessing that their hearts are in the right place in terms of making a movie that's a tribute to the people who are affected by it, and they're going to tell it as accurately and as honestly as they can. And so I'm not calling it out for that reason at all, but I don't know. I think that the fact that it's opening when it's opening means that they probably won Oscars, you know?
Yeah. What's the release date on Deepwater Horizon?
Deepwater Horizon came out in October.
Oh, okay.
Patriots Day comes out like Christmas Day, I think. Or something. No, it comes out the 21st, December 21st.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I mean, that is like really super expedited.
Yeah.
It's still an upcoming project on his page.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think?
No, I think it's Oscar bait. I don't think. You know, I think. Are we saying it's Oscar bait because their intention is to release it in the range of when you can get nominated for an Oscar?
I just don't think it's any coincidence, you know?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think they did that on purpose. But, you know, and I'm only comparing this because the director, you know, Lone Survivor, right?
Right.
That had kind of the same deal going on there. And it actually, but it was good. Like, it got really positive reviews, and it even got nominated for, one of the sound categories, I believe. So I could definitely see something like that happening with Patriots Day.
Yeah,
I think it'll snag a nomination, but it's not gonna not Best Picture.
No, maybe not. And it's got, you know, Wahlberg and J.K. Simmons and John Goodman, Kevin Bacon. So there are some, you know, there are names in it. And Peter Berg is by no means what you would call like a seasoned Oscar contending director, you know, but the last few movies that he has made have suggested that he's taken a turn. He's trying to become maybe more of a serious director by making movies about real life events, very harrowing stories again in our recent nation's history. So, you know, these are things that, again, they check certain boxes. And I think that, you know, had Patriots Day been released in March, I probably wouldn't have thought twice about it, but it's going to come out on December 21st.
Right.
I think it was pushed up for that reason.
Yeah,
so
I think so, yeah.
But the trailer is really effective, and I think the movie will probably be good, if not as good as Deepwater Horizon, which is a fine movie. But yeah, I'm not going to go full on Oscar bait, but I'm going to use your term Oscar baity.
Yeah, because they pushed up the date, which makes me wonder, were they making the movie for the Oscars, or did they think, hey, now that it's made,
right,
let's release it during the Oscars.
Right.
So maybe their intention for making it wasn't necessarily for winning an Oscar, but their intention for the timing of the release is. So, yeah, by that standard, I could say it's at this point it's Oscar baity based on what the studios are trying to do with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the list. You know, those are the 10 movies, and I didn't even mention the biggest piece of Oscar bait of all this year, Martin Scorsese's Silence, which is
no,
scheduled.
No, it's not Oscar bait.
I don't know, man.
It's bait. It's been a carrot hanging in front of our face for a few years. So it is bait.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's got Memoirs of a Geisha written all over it to me.
I mean, I don't even know what to expect for that movie. Really, it's such a bizarre synopsis as well. It really is something. It's something different for sure. For Scorsese, really something different for anybody else.
Finally won an Oscar 10 years ago, and he just clearly is like, he's got a hankering for another one. So he makes the 16th century Jesuit priest drama that everybody was pining for. I can't believe John Lee Hancock didn't make that movie.
And it could be so obscure of a premise that the Academy is like, oh, man. Yeah, this is great. You know, because if it's unfamiliar enough, but it's well done enough, people will that'll make me love a movie more than I probably would have. If it's something like I don't understand what this world is, but here's a great movie about it. That could make me like a movie even more just for shedding some light on something I didn't know about. You know, I don't know. Who knows? It could suck.
Probably.
And it could not be good. It could not be good. But
probably both. So, yeah.
You're ready for this one to be released and gone.
Yeah, totally.
And to move on.
Totally. That's how I feel about most brand new Martin Scorsese in a theater. So, Craig, did we miss anything before we go, or are we good?
Just a few, but nothing that I think would be good for our Oscar bait or not discussion. We can always return to this little game we played, which was really fun, by the way. But I think that's a really good, at this point in the race, that's a really good one. We can come back here in a few weeks and talk about it again.
Yes, pretty soon we'll have some precursors to draw from, and we'll know a little bit more. It'll pare down month after month, and I guess we'll be back pretty soon with another Oscar seasoning.
All right, thanks for listening.
For Film Nerds Unlimited, go to filmnerds.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter. If you like what you hear, rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Keep an eye out for the next issue of Film Nerds Unlimited, coming soon.